Well, good Thursday morning, March the 1st, 2021. How's everybody doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network, your biblical teacher, your encourager, and your independent clergy. Hope everybody's doing well. We got a great show lined up this weekend. We're going to do a show today. We're going to do a show sometime for tomorrow, for Good Friday. And then we got special music on Saturday. And then I got a Easter service that's going to be on our podcast show as well. I want to remind you, friends, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, you can always email me up here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. That's where we're based at. Our email address is morningsbrew@gmail.com. Again, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Also, like us on our Facebook page, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check the like button. You're on. Now, if you have an Apple phone, I've had people say, CA, where do you find podcasts at? On your main screen, unless you might have moved your icons around, there's a little purple thing that says podcast. Hit that on your Apple phone. Not hit it, but tap it. When you tap it, I want you to type up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and I want you to subscribe for free. Also, I want y'all to give us a five-star rating. We need some five-star ratings on there on your Apple phone. If you could do that, I would greatly appreciate it. What that does is it lets all of our listeners know all across the country how you've enjoyed our podcast. Again, you can do that rating on Apple Podcasts. And I have a lot of people on Apple Podcasting that listens to us. And I appreciate it, greatly appreciate it. We would up here at the radio station, any kind of great feedback. And also, if you got Google, Android phone, download the Google Podcast app. You can download that. And that's a free app. And then search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Follow us for free as well, okay? All right, great things are happening as we get ready and prepared for Easter. So let's talk about what's going to happen on our show today. What do you say? On a Thursday. All right, well, today I am going to be Bible teaching on some things that you need to know about the Lord's Supper and Communion. Okay. Also, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church. And Coach Stan will be here. In fact, they're already here this morning here at Faith Studio 1 in Fort Worth, Texas. Going to talk to them a little bit about communion, see if they know much about it. Got some great Christian music lined up. Hope you guys have been doing well. Thank you for all your great and wonderful feedbacks. As most of y'all know, I am 100% vaccinated now as of last Saturday. Feeling good. Let's see, I think everybody's been vaccinated. My brothers and mom and dad, so far so good. I think my little brother wasn't feeling all that great. I haven't talked to him, but I think he's starting to feel a little better. We all got the Modernian at different hubs, vaccination hubs. Hey, if you haven't got vaccinated yet, like I said, we won't make it a political statement. Pray about it and get vaccinated. But pray about it and see how you feel about it. You'll never be pushed by us, okay? We are here to serve, love you guys, and we're here to have fun and learn about the Bible and share encouraging news to people that need to know about Jesus Christ. All right, I'll tell you what. I don't know about y'all. We didn't get some of these joints loosened up this morning. So let's get the Jack-O-Lane going. What do you say? One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Wait a minute. Let's try it again. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Four, three, two, one. Let's roll. Had a frog in my throat. Not, just kidding. Allergy frog. All right, there we go. It's like, CA, you're hitting the wrong button here at the studio. All right, let's talk about committed love for a minute. You know, while I'm understanding something about, well, let's go to the scripture verse first. 1 John, scripture reminds us in the book of 1 John, chapter 4 and verse 18. Plain and simple, perfect love cast out fear. Amen, amen. That's in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 18. You know, when I'm understanding something about Christ's love for me as a sinner, I respond with the love for Christ. And, you know, that love includes feelings and emotions. But emotions come and go, and we must not allow them to mislead us, friends. You see, God loves me, and He loves you, and He loves the whole entire world, whether we feel it or not. You know, Christians who gauge their relationship with Christ only by their feelings, seldom have a stable spiritual life, and that's true. So what makes the difference? Well, it can be summarized in one word, commitment. That's right, let me give you the word again, commitment. Feelings come and go, but commitment stays. You know, the same is true if you're married. If you're in a marriage, the commitment, I would hope and pray for you guys, because you're always going to have up and down relationships. We who have committed our lives to Christ feel joy, gratitude, love, and so on. But even when we don't have those feelings, our commitment keeps us true to Christ. This commitment not only keeps us faithful to Christ when we don't feel like it, but it also keeps us away from negative emotions such as doubt and fear. John Witherspoon, the only cleric to sign the Declaration of Independence, and that's a true fact, once said, "It is only the fear of God that can deliver us from the fear of man." Amen. Amen. All right, I want y'all to stand by as I get ready. The deacon wants to play his music first, so let's get the deacon introed. Thank you. There we go. We're going to give a little bit of a cheer this morning. And a special hand clap, as always. Going to give him a lengthy one. That's kind of nice to him on his music, intro music. How about some Morning Crow? On a Thursday morning. I'm going to laugh at him, too. I think he's kind of hilarious. He always is to me. Whistle at him, guys. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Whistle one more time. Let's give him a drum roll. Yes, I'm going to give you some fanfare. You deserve it, Deacon. There you go. A little bit of double of that. All right, let's count down
10,
for Deke.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, here he is, your friend, my friend, Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Deacon.
Well, hello there, CA, and hello, everybody, as we get ready for Good Friday tomorrow, and we get ready for our Easter service.
That's right. We're going to be talking a little bit here in just a little while as I get ready to introduce him here in a little bit. Coach Dan, how are you doing, my friend?
CA, I am doing just fine. Now, yesterday, me and my lovely wife, Miss Mildred, we took the Browns to the Turnip Cafe.
Well, that's nice. Now, who are the Browns?
Well, the Browns are longtime friends of my wife, my lovely wife, Miss Mildred. And they wanted the place where they could get the best chicken fried steak in Tyler, Texas. And I told them exactly. I said, hop on in the Deacon Mobile, and we're going to take you to the Turnip Cafe.
Well, that sounds like fun. So, what did Mildred say?
Well, honey, this is what she said. She said, honey, now don't worry. We're going to take the Browns, and I know you know that you weren't taking this chicken fried steak, but watch your manners.
Watch your manners? Now, wait a minute, Deacon. Are you telling me that when you eat, you gobble like a turkey?
Really? Gobble, 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 gobble.
Oh, okay, okay. So, in other words, sometimes when you're eating with Miss Mildred, you're not actually using your manners like you should, am I correct?
Well, that's right, that's EA. Even a deacon faults sometimes, too, you know. We're not perfect people either, like some preachers are.
I know, we're all imperfect. That's right. Well, stand by, my friend, and we're going to have a little round table for just a little bit as we get ready to get Coach Dan.
Oh, I love talking to the coach. You know, there's some things I want to talk to him about as well.
Sounds good, Deacon. Stand by, folks. Let's get him going, Coach Dan. back, friends. Well, it is with great honor to introduce, he's here at the iHeartRadio studio this morning. Let's give him a cheer. Let's give him some hand claps. And you know what? I want to give him some morning crow this morning. I'll give him some laughs. Why not? He deserves it. Whistle at him. Drum roll. A little bit of fanfare. And you know what? It's time
for 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
All right, your friend, my friend, Coach Dan, along with Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Coach Dan. Hot dogs, peanuts, Coca-Cola, Dr. Pepper. Hey, how you doing, buddy? Good to see you. I know you've been busy with the baseball, especially since spring training's just about over. Well, see, hey, let me tell you, it is going great. We're having a great time. Things are going good. God's been great. That's good. I am so happy to hear that. Look who's sitting directly across from you with his headset on.
That's right, that's Deacon Paul Brown with the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. Hello, Coach. Well, hello there, Deacon. Good talking to you there across from you. We had some coffee earlier. Hot dogs, peanuts, cold drinks. There you go, guys. Wow.
Well, guys, I put you together just for a little bit. And I just wanted to take a little bit of time, not too much, because I got a busy schedule here. Can y'all tell me a little bit about communion? I'm going to start off with Deacon. And Deacon, can you share a little bit about your communion experience at the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas?
CA, I'll be more glad to tell you about the communion. Now, it's a very covenant time taking the Lord's Supper. Now, what I do, being the head deacon, of course, and being the leader in the church choir, what we do is I talk to Pastor Johns, and I say, Pastor Johns, hold on a minute. We're going to pray first on the Lord's Supper. I'll do that first. And then I gradually get with about, now, I oversee 10 deacons.
Holy cow, 10 deacons?
That's right, CA. We're a pretty big church.
All right, good.
And then I have them hold the elements and, you know, we start passing them around. Now, we do have to practice.
Really? You have to practice handing the communion, the trays with the communion cups in them?
CA, we have to. Now, what we do is, you know, due to COVID times and stuff and people social distancing, we always have used these self-inflamed ones where you peel it back and the soft cracker, the bread, I should say, is on top and the juice is on the bottom. Well, you know, when you undo it.
That's right. Exactly. That's the best kind to get. And that was actually used before COVID times anyway.
That's right, CA. And I'm going to tell you something right now. That's the way we do it. That's the way we've handled it. That's the way we've always done it. And, you know, and that's a good thing. And you know what? We do communion not only, we do it about every quarter, actually. Our pastor, Pastor John, says, hey, you know what? We're going to do it, Deacon. We're going to do it every quarter. And we do it in remembrance. The God wants us to remember, and we should remember the Lord.
Amen. That's right. Well, Coach Stan. Yeah, here I am. Okay. During times where, I know y'all have to play on Sundays and stuff. Do you find time to go to church? Absolutely, CA. We sure do. And I'll tell you what, some of my team, now there are some non-believers, and we work on them very hard. We're working extremely hard on them, and we're going to continue. Now, wait a minute, Coach Stan. You can't force somebody to know Jesus, but you're working on them, and that's good. Yeah, we have to. We have to, CA. I understand. We have to do our job. We have to be the beacon lighthouse. So that's good. So is your communion at some of the churches? Because I know you go all over. Is there different churches you've seen different ways of doing different communions? Absolutely, CA. Absolutely. That's the way we've seen it, different ways.
Well, that's good because, you know what, at least some of them are doing what they're supposed to be doing the right way on communion.
That's right, Deacon. Absolutely. All right. One more question, then I got to run, guys. I got to let you guys go. I had to get a sip of coffee.
Oh, there ain't nothing better than a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning.
That's right. All right, Deacon, let's go back to you. One more question.
Are you going to church on Easter, or are you going to watch it online?
Well, see, you know where I'm going to be now. Come on. You know I'm going to be at the church at the Castleberry Baptist Church in Tyler, Texas. We got 3 church services going on Easter. Early morning, 7 a.m. Then we have an 8:30. And then we have a 10:30.
All right. Praise the Lord. Well, good deal, buddy. All right, Coach Stan, I know you've got to be going too.
CA, we're going to be going, and we're going to be in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's right. Our baseball team, the Yogi Berras, and we're going to be there. And some of my team's going to be there. We're going to go watch, and we're going to be, they're doing a special drive-in Easter service. Well, good, good. In fact, we had to make reservations. Well, that's kind of unusual, but that's good. I guess it's must be a happening thing. Well, good. Guys, before I let you go, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. He is risen. He is what, Deacon?
He is alive and well.
That's right. And Coach Dan, he is alive and well.
That's right. Y'all have a great Easter. Catch you next week. Let's listen to all the people say amen. Matt Meyer.
All right, we got a couple of songs coming up. I got a great one right now. All the People Say Amen by Matt Meyer.
The only, we're all the same.
There we go, Big Daddy Weave, let it rise. Amen. That should get us pumped up on a Thursday, April Fool's Day. I'm not going to fool you guys today. I'm going to be kind of nice and kind. Well, you know what? If we had a little technical difficulty beforehand on this podcast audio, Coach Dan and Deacon, one of them unplugged something. So if it sounds a little bit like we're in a hole or whatever, blame it on those guys, okay? All right. Well, today we're going to talk about things you should know about the Lord's Supper and communion. I love taking it. So let me ask you something. Why is it called? People always ask me, why is it called the Lord's Supper communion? Well, simply this. The Lord's Supper is called the Lord's table. In fact, if you go to what Paul wrote in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 21, make note, Holy Communion, Cup of Blessing. You find that also in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 16, and the breaking of the bread in the book of Acts chapter 2 and verse 42. You see, friends, in the early church, it was also called the archism or given thanks in the book of Matthew chapter 26 and verse 27. And it was generally used by the Latin church called a mass. Now, a name divide in the formula of dismissal, and it means go, it is discharged. Now, the account of when Jesus instituted this ordinance of communion is given in the scripture verses. I want you to make note. Matthew chapter 26, verses 26 to 29. Mark chapter 14, verses 22 through 25. Luke, the book of Luke chapter 22, verses 19 to 20. And 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 and 26. So what is the purpose of communion? Well, it's just simply like this. To commemorate the death of Christ. Now this do in remembrance of me, to signify, seal, and apply to the believers in all the benefits of the new covenant. In this ordinance, Christ ratifies his promises to his people, and they on part solely concentrate themselves to him and to his entire service. Also to be a badge of Christian profession, to indicate and promote the communion of the believers with Christ, to represent, friends, the mutual communion of believers with each other. You see, the elements used to represent Christ's body and blood are bread and wine, or juice, as you may see in some of the communions that you take. The kind of bread, whether it's leveled or unleveled, is not specified, even in the Bible. You see, Christ used unleavened bread simply because it was at that moment that it was on a pastel table. Wine or no other liquid is to be used. In the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 26 to 29, Scripture reminds us this is the permanent ordinance in the church of Christ and to be observed till he cometh again. Now, the biblical text of the nature and the meaning of the Lord's Supper and table and communion is in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 24 through 34. Here I can give you some 10 brief observations of what we see in the text. The first one is the Lord's Supper is primarily but not exclusively designed to eloquent or to stimulate in the heart's remembrance of the person or the work of Jesus. Do this in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 25. You see, the second point I want to make is that remembrance is command participation at the Lord's table is not an option. Prolonged absence from its spiritual, unhealthy, and willful neglect of it may be grounds for church discipline. Third point that I want to make is this remembrance entails the use of the tangible elements, bread and wine. It isn't enough simply said, remember, the elements of the bread and the wine are to given to stir up the minds and hearts. The physical action of eating and drinking is designed to remind us of the spiritual ingest and depend upon Jesus and the saving benefits of his life, his death, and his resurrection. Just as food and drink are essential to sustain physical existence. So, also, the blessings and the benefits that come to us through the body and also the blood of Christ are paramount to the spiritual flourishing. Fourth point I want to make. It is a personal remembrance. We are to remember Christ. The focus isn't on Abraham or Moses or Isaiah. The focus is no longer on the Jewish Passover or the night of the betrayal or anything else. The focus is Jesus. Do this in remembrance of what me. 1 Corinthians, make note, highlight it. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 25. In this remembering, my fifth point, in this remembering, there is also confession. In partaking the elements, we declare. You see, friends, Christ gave his body and blood for me and for you, and he died for me and for you. This is one among many reasons why as we look into this, that we can't understand that if we cannot and not personally or our conscience confess that the bread and the wine symbolizes the body and the blood of Jesus' sacrifice for sinners. He and she should not, indeed, must not partake of that. Well, in remembering, my sixth point, in remembering, we should proclaim that the Lord's death till he comes. This then is not merely an ordinance, but it looks to the past. It is an ordinance of what? Hope that points to the future. My seventh point, to partake of the Lord's table in an unworthy matter is to take it without regard in its true worth. Think about that. Not yours, but to partake the unworthy is to come compliantly, lightheartedly, giving no thought to what the elements signify. I.H. Marshall, I found an article on I.H. Marshall. He explains, and this is a true point. In some Christian circles today, the fear of partaking unworthy in the supper leads to believers of otherwise excellent character refraining from coming to the table of the Lord. When this happens, Paul's warning is being misunderstood. You see, the Lord's Supper, I want you to remember this, guys, the Lord's Supper is the place where the forgiveness of the sin is proclaimed and offered to all who receive it. In fact, Paul's warning was not to those who are leading unworthy lives and long for forgiveness, but those who are making a mockery of that which should have been most scared and solemn by the behavior of the meal. You see, friends, to partake in an unworthy matter, these essentials of the three things, and I want you to remember this. One is a callous discard for others of the body of Christ, an attempt to combine participation at the pagan feast with the participation at the Lord's table. You know, I want you to go back if you want to reflect on that. And you're like, see, hey, where you find all this at? My biblical notes, 1 Corinthians, as Paul writes, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, read verses 14 to 22. I got an eighth point for you. To be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord, and you can find this in verse 27, is to treat as uncommon and profane, simply something, I should say, which is scarce. You see, the Lord's Supper is not just another meal. Please don't think of the Lord's Supper as another meal. You do this in remembrance of him. Do it in remembrance of me, as he says. My ninth point. Hence, we are to examine ourselves, as you find in verse 28. We are to test the motives and the attitudes as we approach the table to be certain as we are partaking the right reasons with the right understanding with what elements that we represent. This is yet another argument against the communion, the partial communion. And if we cannot obey this parling command, one is not prepared or qualified to partake of the elements. Finally, my final point on this, and I want you to remember on this particular point here, failure to do so is led to defined discipline, as Paul writes in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verses number 29 through 34. Such chastisement from the Father is in order for the believers that they may be spared the condemnation that comes from the unbelieving world, friends. Some in Corinth had already suffered from the discipline of God, weak and sick, and some have even died physically in their sleep, and was expressed, as we remember reading in Scripture, of God's gracious commitment to preserve his people so we may not be condemned among the world. Find that in the good book of what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 32. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that we just need to keep in mind. Now, there is a communion prayer that I'd like to share with you. And it goes like this. Lord Jesus, I bow down before you in humility. And I ask you to examine my heart today. Show me everything that is not pleasing to you. Reveal any secret pride, any confessed sin, any rebellion I've done, any unforgiveness that may be hindering my relationship with you. I know I am your beloved child, and having received you in my heart and life, and having you accept your death as a penalty for my sinfulness, your price you covered for me for all time, and my desire is to live for you. As I take the bread representing your life that is broken for me, I remember I celebrate your faithfulness to me and to all you have who have received you. I can't begin to fathom your agonizing suffering of your crucifixion. Yet, you took the pain for me. You died for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your extravagant love and your unmerited favor. Thank you for your death. You gave me life, abundant life, and eternal life, as you instructed your disciples to. I receive you with this bread in remembrance of you. And in the same way as I take this cup representing your blood poured out from the spittle on this cross, I realize that you were the supreme sacrifice for my sins, past, present, future, because your blood shed for me, your body was broken for me. I am free from the power and the penalty of sin. Thank you for your victory over death. You took the death that I deserved. You took my punishment, Lord. Your pain was indeed my gain. And today I remember and celebrate the precious gift of your life that you gave me through your blood that you spilled. Each time I take communion, I want to recommit my life, my heart, my thoughts, my everything to you. Fill me today with your spirit, powerful spirit. As I leave this place, help me hold to this refreshed remembrance and the story that never grows old close to my heart. Help me to share its message faithfully as you've given me the opportunity. In your precious name, amen. There you go, guys. That's my prayer. And I got many prayers. In closing, before we pray, being this a holy week and just everything in general, I want to give people an opportunity to know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. I like playing this song, and I know a lot of people are like, oh, you play it a lot. Yes, Carmen is a friend of mine. He's gone home to be with the Lord. He is a witness. He was a witness to a lot of people with his singings. I'm going to play a song for you guys. And we're going to do three things. I call it a three-way podcast on iHeartRadio, Altar Call. Wherever you're at, you can reach me or my ministry team by going to my Facebook page and clicking on Contact Me or texting me. And I want to know if you got touched, if you got saved, if you accepted Jesus Christ. Give me your name and your state. First name, fine, for protection. First name and your state. Whether you're across the country, you're on my USO radio network, you're on all of my networks, wherever. And I want you to even share this because we want to give people a chance to know Jesus Christ right now. We're going to give several chances, of course, this weekend. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to play my Carmen song in very low a cappella. So right now, you can only have your heart change. Only you can do it. I can't do it for you. Okay? And like Carmen says on his song, have you decided to follow Jesus? Now is the time. Friends, now is the time. Let me tell you, we don't know if things could end today, tomorrow, next week. Please get it right with Jesus. I can't tell you enough. Please get it right. Please, please, please. So how do you do it, CA? Well, every head bowed, every eye closed. We're going to do a three-way. We're going to help the sinners, and we're going to those want to rededicate their life to Christ. We're going to do that today, and we're going to get these prodigals prayed for too, as well as a lot of them out there. Bible reminds us it's a narrow road. Hey, listen, you want to learn how to know about Jesus with Carmen singing in the background, I have decided to follow Jesus? Why don't you follow Jesus today? Decide to follow him or even recommit your life to him today. Let's do it right now and I'll pray with you, your brother in Christ. Okay? So here's how we're going to do it. I always compare it. Everybody, every pastor, every minister, every clergy, we all have different ways of telling you about how to reach yourself through Jesus. Now, here's a great way. You've got a soul inside of you. This soul has got to make, you've got to make a decision. When you leave this world, you're either going to go to heaven or you're going to go to hell. Heaven is a place of paradise. You'll be up there with your Father God, your Creator. He loves you. He created you. He put breath in your body. Friends, it's biblically true. All this is true. OCA, this is, oh, we're born out of animals. No, you're not. No, God made you. God loves you. Why anybody would turn their back on God is beyond me. But I pray for my brothers and sisters in Christ. And God loves the sinners. He loves everybody. He loves the sinners too. And you can change. And let's do it right now. So right now, what's going on is you've got to turn your, it's like being in an automobile. You got to turn your body around. Okay. You got to turn your whole body around. So what you got to do is I want you to say this prayer, simple as ABC, okay? So first we're going to admit that you're a sinner. So with a humble heart, I want you to close your eyes and let's pray. Dear God, I just pray right now. I just pray, dear Jesus, that you just forgive me of all my sins I've ever committed. Please, dear Lord Jesus. Father, I know I'm a sinner. And any sins I've ever committed, I just pray right now in Jesus' name. I just pray, Jesus, that you would just forgive me of all my sins. I love you so much. Now, secondly, you want to believe. Dear Jesus, I just pray right now. I believe in you. Father, I believe that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for my sins. My sins was nailed to the cross because he loved me. And he died on the cross for my sins, and on the third day, he rose again, and he is alive and well, and he is sitting on the right-hand side of the throne. Dear God, I just pray, dear Jesus, you just come into my heart, and you save my soul right now. I open my heart to you. Please come in and save my soul, I pray. I accept you as my personal Savior. Right now, I do. On April the 1st, 2021, I accept you as my personal Savior in my heart. Come and live in me forever. Thirdly, you want to commit. God, I commit my life to you. I know it's not going to be an easy road, but I'm going to do whatever you want me to do, whether it's being a pastor or a clergy, whether it's singing in the choir, getting involved in my church, going out working and witnessing, whatever it may be, I want to follow what you want me to do. Use me, God. Mold me. Make me. Let me find other Christians, brothers and sisters in Christ that can help encourage me. For I love you in Christ's name, amen. Well, congratulations, friends and friends. Simple as ABC. First, you admitted you're a sinner. Yes, yes, God, to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you of your soul. Second, you believe. You believe that God sent his son, Jesus Christ, come down as God-man, and he died on the cross for my sins, your sins. He was nailed to the cross. And he died on the cross, and on the third day, he was resurrected. He's alive and well. He is sitting on the right-hand side of the throne next to God. And one day, he's going to come down. And you accepted him. You said, Lord, live in me. Simple as that. Free. Simple. Eternal life through God. And then you committed your life to Christ. Father God, I commit my life to you. Not sure what you want me to do, but he's got a plan. It's not easy being a Christian. But you know you're going to go through trials, tribulations, ridicules. But you got him, and you got him in your heart now. Amen. Amen. Please share that with me, will you? Let me know if you got saved. Email me, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Now, secondly, we're going to recommit our life. Right now, everybody, we've been through a lot. COVID, and all. See, hey, why are you doing this? No, I'm doing this because God has instilled it on my heart on April the 1st. This ain't no April Fool to me. This is real deal here, guys. So let's all come together and let's recommit our life. And I want y'all to email me if you got recommitted. If you got recommitted your life to Christ. I want you to email me. Give me your name and your state. Please don't be ashamed. I want to know. We're touching hearts out there on the radio network. So let's join together, body of believers. You ready? Dear Jesus, I just pray right now, God, that you would just, everything. We've been through COVID. We've been through trials and tribulations, lost jobs, everything. Finances, marriages, broken homes, our children. Oh God, I just pray right now, as a body of believers all across the world, we want to rededicate our life to you. We believe in you, God. We know that you are the way, the truth, and the life. And we love you. And we thank you, God. We praise you, God. We decide to follow you even at our younger age or older age or whatever it may be. We have you in our heart. And we want to lead others. We want to be the beacon lighthouse. So today, all of my Christian brothers and sisters that listen to my radio network want to rededicate, including myself, rededicate our life to you. We want to do your will, your way, not somebody else's will or way, only you. You are our one and only God, and we love you. And right now, whatever we're going through, we know you got us, and we know you're going to hold us tight. So right now, we rededicate our life to you. Thank you for saving our souls. Thank you for helping us in times where we just don't know where to turn, but we turn to you and we keep you number one in our life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for rededicate our life to you in Christ's name. Amen. So there you go, body of believers right there. You just rededicated your life to Jesus Christ. You can dedicate it as much as you want. I want you to email me. Again, please, guys, email me. Flood me with emails. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. Simple. MorningsBrew@gmail.com. And I want you to give me your name and your state and say, you know what, Brother Hall? I did rededicate my life. Please send me that, guys. I want to know you're being reached. Share this podcast too as well. Now, prodigals, it's not too late. Is it or is it not? Well, so many times he's going to knock on that door, your heart. You keep turning him away. You keep turning him away. Guess what? He's going to back off. One day on the eastern sky, you look to the east one day, the clouds are going to break and he's going to come. It may be in our time. It may not be. He don't want us to know. But are you God ready? Are you really God ready? Now is a time to be God ready. We're going to pray for you right now. Dear Jesus, I just pray right now that you be with our prodigals. God, I just pray right now that they know you, that they get touched, that they get reached by you, and that us brothers and sisters in Christ can be the example and throw out the bread where there takes a million of us to reach somebody. Let us reach as many as we can to you, God. This whole world needs... We need revival back in America. We need to reach our kids that are lost and even grown adults that are non-believers. Help us, Lord, to reach these people, I pray. And if a prodigal wants to know about you, may they reach out to a pastor friend, a neighbor, a mom, a dad, a brother, sister, whatever it may be, family member, even me on the radio, independent clergyman like me, whatever it may be, God, let somebody reach him and tell him about you, for we ask in your precious name. Amen. All right. Well, I know it was a long, lengthy podcast, guys. Listen, I just want to tell you in closing, you guys mean the world to me. We're going to have a little bit of a Good Friday service tomorrow on here. And then I got an Easter, special Easter service, along with special music on Saturday. It's going to be a kind of a little bit of a busy weekend. But anyway, I thank you guys for your attentiveness. Share my podcast anytime. It's free. Absolutely. Hey, on Apple Podcasting, if you have an Apple phone, subscribe for free. I've had some people say the audio is a little better on Apple. I've listened to it because I have an iPhone. Actually, it is. On the Apple podcast. Now, don't necessarily mean that iHeartRadio isn't good, because it really is good, okay? But on your phone, if you go over there, search up the Morning Brew Christian Podcast, and I want you to subscribe for free on Apple Podcast, okay? Again, tell them about us, okay? Great and wonderful things happen as we get ready for the Holy Weekend. And we need to focus on the Lord even beyond what he's done for us. Let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. God, we just thank you so much for Thursday. We pray you watch over, God, and protect us. For we love you, and we thank you for everything you do in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I'm not going to do any closeout music, but I will tell you this. I want you to remember the sun, capital S, capital O, capital N, always rises because he is risen. And that's what I always tell everybody, because they're always debating me. Always rises on the other side, because he is on the other side of heaven, our home, our future home. This is temporary here, guys. So The sun's always rising on the other side. I want you to enjoy life. L-I-F-E, explanation point dot. This is CA on the iHeartRadio Network, getting ready to saddle up and leave beautiful Faith Studio 1. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend. Enjoy time with your family, too, as well, and your loved ones. And y'all have a good day. Bye for now.